He's got a double-barreled surname, and I'm going to ask him a bit about that in a minute. Name is Sam Ostrin-Miner. Ostrin.
That's right, yeah.
Don't look at his name tag.
That's all right.
It's missing a letter, but that's all right. You've got a few middle names, is that right?
So do you.
Yeah. Tell us about your middle names.
Oh, what do you mean? So my real name's actually Stephen. Stephen Crawford Vernon Ostrin-Miner. What a horrible name. So everyone just calls me Sam, because apart from my mother, of course, you know. Stephen, that's what she calls me. So that's my names. But yeah, please just call me Sam. Don't worry about the names.
How do you end up with that many names?
Oh, it's a long story.
Okay. Yeah. Right, yeah. Sam, tell us a bit. You've got a funny accent, so tell us a bit about where that comes from.
Right.
And a bit about your past.
All right, so I'm born in England. You've probably heard of that capital, which is called London. But I've spent most of my life living in Scotland. But being English, no matter where you are, you're always a leper, basically. So I can affect a Scottish accent if that makes you feel more at home. But I am English, but I do love Scotland very much.
We were a bit worried that you'd come with a really strong Scottish accent. We wouldn't be able to understand a word you were saying, but that's good. Family?
Yep, married to Sandy, who's originally from Newcastle here. And we met in the early 90s, and I came to Christ, actually, through meeting Sandy. And we've got four daughters, Claire, who's 18, Emma, who's just turned 16, Lydia, who is somewhere between 13 and 16. I think she's 14 now. Yep, and Lucy is 11. So four girls. As my friends say back home, it's four weddings and a funeral for you, mate.
Whose funeral? Your own?
Yeah, my own, yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I think it's really good to have kids that are about, you know, 18, 16, 13.
You would think that, 11. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I can see why you've done it. What is your working background? Like, what are some of the jobs you've done in the past, and what are you doing now?
Yeah, okay. So I went and studied theology in the early 90s and then went into IT, which seems to be a natural progression. And I've sort of been working my way back into ministry ever since. So I've done lots of different IT jobs, basically, and sort of consulting things. But now I also work for an organization called AFES, or the Australian Fellowship of Evangelical Students. Raise your hand if you know them. Have you come across them? Yeah, amen. Good. And I'm officially the AFES evangelist at the University of New England, and I do one day a week there at the moment in a paid role, doing a Reach One, Teach One ministry with the students there and proclaiming the gospel.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to open this up to anyone to ask questions.
Yeah.
Put him on the spot, you know, think of some tough questions for Sam. So please think what would you like to know about this man standing before us before he actually speaks to us. A little bit later, and then tomorrow. Oh, Robin's got one already.
Yep. I noticed you had Macintosh.
That's right. Yes. I'll just answer that question in a different way, if I may.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying that it's official. God uses an Apple. Okay. This is my iPad.
You know what caused the problems right at the start of Genesis chapter 3, don't you?
That's right.
Think back to Genesis 3. It was all the Apple's fault.
That's correct. Yeah. So, yes, I do use an Apple, but I have used PCs. Yeah, I won't go on about the war. It's a religious war, so it's very dangerous. I gather you're not an Apple person.
Well, no.
We need to pray for Tim. I think that's the answer there.
Questions? Any other questions?
Good. Okay, this is a very long answer, but I'll need to make it brief. I guess partly by the sovereignty of God, like all of us, right? But essentially, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I'll tell you the truth. I was living in a castle in Scotland, mostly because it was a very cheap place to live. And it was awfully freezing. It was very, very cold as well. That's why it was cheap. Anybody familiar with Le Brie, Francis Schaeffer? Come across that. So Sandy, my wife, then was traveling, as so many Australians do, across the whole of Europe, and went to Le Brie in Switzerland and then Le Brie in England. And a good friend of mine, I coincidentally went to school with the Schaeffer grandchildren. and had nothing to do with it. My background is Jewish, and I had nothing to do with Christianity at all. But a good friend of mine who was a Christian went there, met Sandy, who wanted to go to Scotland to visit the Edinburgh Festival, which is a very famous international festival. And, of course, he phoned me and said, could this Australian girl and this American girl, another girl, come and stay at the castle? And I said no. And he said, that's fine, and put the phone down and turned to Sandy and said, this is fine, this is Sam's address, go see him. So 2 days later, this Aussie girl turned up with this American girl, and, you know, had to be a perfect gentleman and welcome them into the castle. But from the moment I met Sandy, she started talking about Jesus, and she's never stopped. So that's how we met, way back in the early 90s. Yeah.
Okay. Questions? Any more? Favorite Bible verse while they're thinking of a question?
How long have I got? I've got so many. I suppose at the moment, they kind of change a bit. We're going to quote one in a minute in tonight's study, actually, so I'll not quote that one. Romans 5:8, for God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I think that's just such a powerful verse about the love of God and the gospel.
Good.
not really. I'm a POM. What can I? Well, that's right. Yeah, including the Ashes. A bit of a union man. The union was what we played at school, and cricket, of course, fabulous game. Bit of off-road motorcycle, really like that. But that's about it, really. Don't really, not too keen on the golf game, although the Scots, of course, invented it.
So.
The Scots, actually, yeah, I'm not very fond of the English. It's a bit stupid, but I see myself as Scottish, but obviously I'm not. But yeah, and of course Scotland did actually manage to beat Australia the year before last, if I'm not mistaken, which is like, whoa, supernatural evidence that God exists, in my opinion. But, it's the first time in 30 years or something, but yeah, yeah.
I think it's about time you sat down.
All right.
any other final questions before he goes? Alrighty, yeah. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
We're going to sing again once I lower this microphone down. It's a great song that reminds us that Jesus is coming one day. We'll be able to see him coming on the clouds with glory. It's a fantastic song, fantastic reminder that Jesus is alive and he will come back to finally and fully establish God's kingdom. So let's sing about that.